This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The government is all set to move the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, has said 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. Talking to media at Parliament House, Mr. Rijiju said during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs to be present in the Lok Sabha. NDA allies JDU and Telugu Desam Party have also issued whip for their MPs to be present in the House and support the government stand. The Congress has also issued a whip to all its MPs to be present in the House. The bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha in August last year and was sent to a joint parliamentary committee formed under the chairmanship of BJP MP Jagdambika Pal for further consideration. Employees Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO, has expanded its multi-banking centralised collection system by empanelling 15 more banks, bringing the total number of banks in the panel to 32. The EPFO entered into agreements with public and private sector banks in this regard in the presence of Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, in New Delhi yesterday. The newly empanelled 15 banks will enable direct payment of nearly 12,000 crore rupees in annual collections and enable direct access to employers who maintain their accounts with these banks.
देश में 8 करोड़ से अधिक EPFO के मेंबर हैं और 78 लाख से अधिक पेंशनर है उसको सुविधा रहे इसलिए आज तक देश में 17 बैंक के द्वारा EPFO का एक्सेस था वो बढ़ा के और 15 बैंक जुड़ी जा रही है.
India's renewable energy sector has achieved the highest ever capacity addition in the last financial year by installing 25 gigawatts. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said the sector witnessed an increase of almost 35% in the last financial year compared to 18.57 gigawatts achieved in the financial year 2023-24. The minister highlighted that the country's journey in renewable energy was led by solar, which soared from 15 to nearly 21 gigawatts in the last financial year. He said it recorded an impressive growth of around 38%. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has said 98.21% of the 2,000 rupee bank notes have been returned to the banking system. On May 19, 2023, the RBI had announced the withdrawal of bank notes of 2,000 rupees denomination from circulation. The RBI said in a statement issued that the total value of 2,000 rupees bank notes in circulation was 3.56 lakh crore at the close of business on May 19, 2023. It has since declined to 6,366 crore rupees at the close of business on 31st March this year. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has said India's adoption ecosystem has seen a significant boost in the financial year 2024-25 with a record 4,515 child adoptions. This marks the highest in the past 12 years. US has reiterated its stance of opposing any unilateral attempts to change the status quo of the Taiwan Strait by force or coercion. During a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt made the remarks. In IPL T20 cricket, riding on the blistering knock of 69 runs by Prabhsimran Singh, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium. Today, Royal Challenger Bangalore will lock horns with Gujarat Titans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.